Blog Talk Radio.
Create some. Now I'm going to have to actually get to the show and organize it all. But for now, we're good to go.
We got you since I cannot even see you. See you, that's good. You're on the air. Hello?
What? Is Uncle Chris on the line?
You're on the line. Go ahead.
I'm playing a Super Bowl Madden game. There's 26 seconds left. I'm on the 29 driving to score. Game's tied, 13-13. This is more exciting than real sports right now.
Hey, this is more exciting than this show. Why don't you play your Madden now and call back?
Wait. We're only about 10 seconds left. Come on, snap the ball, Palmer. There it is. Wide open. Oh! Call the timeout. 3 seconds left. How'd you like the Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl doesn't matter compared to this game.
What do you think? Think it was bonehead play call?
Yeah.
Very frustrating, wasn't it?
No, because I was being for patient. But 3 seconds left. What's going on?
Here we go. Oh, tip pass. Oh, we're going into overtime.
Overtime. 5 minute overtime. Enjoy it, and thank you, buddy. I'll let you go back to your Madden game, which is...
Wow, I'm on overtime break now, so that's all right. The, how did you like the Sixers game last night? That was a good one, huh?
Yes. They had the ass whooping, by the Sixers there. Keep it close for a little bit, and then start getting whooped. So, there we go.
Any true Super Bowl commercial favorites that you had?
I did like the Nationwide, but they're disowning it now. So.
And you enjoyed that?
I enjoyed that very much, yeah.
All right, so what should I do here? Should I blitz the house on defense? He's got possession.
Yeah, do that.
All right, we're going. Bring in the house. Then we're playing goal line. Full team blitz. Let's see if he's going to beat us. He's beating us in the air. Right?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. I'm bringing the safety up. Actually, maybe I won't because he's listening to me tell you that. Yep, I got it. Interception. Oh, he's got it. He's running. He's on the 40. That was a bad idea.
He's on the 40.
What do we got lined up today?
Nothing good. Purple basketball. I want to get to Philadelphia University. I don't know if this is going for 4 o'clock at Philadelphia University or not. Are you?
Is that working?
You're not
I got a
going
nice father daughter dance for that.
Speak. Why not?
friends have a party at Oaks at 5 o'clock.
What do we have to look forward to in sports coming up, Jim? Anything?
College this week. Go in and watch this game. Boy, that's about all you have right now.
What was that?
I think
Lucky's on the show.
I can hear Lucky in the background on the show. Lucky wants her opinion to be heard.
She does. She wants her opinion voice. She always wants her opinion voice. All right, brother. Enjoy this low period in sports.
Yeah.
I guess we'll get ready for March Madness.
You have to get ready for that. Easy for me. As the 2013-14 season, which active NBA player had the most steals as the last year?
Which active NBA player has the most steals?
Yeah.
Am I getting choices?
Nope.
Oh, man, I have no idea.
Just think of all these NBA.
I just picked it on the goal line, Jim.
Yeah, pick. And now you have possession on the goal line. Yeah. I wonder if you did double overtime or not. I haven't gotten to that yet.
We're going to go for the kill shot right here. One pass, one score. Sniper. It's called sniper football. One shot, one score.
Okay. Thank you, buddy, since you don't know your tweet. Bye.
Fitzgerald's open down the sideline. Oh, he got tackled. All right, brother. I'll talk to you later.
All right, fine. Get rid of him. There we
go. Nobody here. You can stay on him. Talk about his game all the time.
No.
Keep talking about the game.
Get rid of him.
No.
He's gone.
Nobody there.
He's gone. Of course there are going to be people there eventually.
That's no guarantee.
Well, you need to sort of line and guess up. Actually, then to move it.
Why do you think it's just I go in yesterday to check it, now all of a sudden, boom, it bumps it all.
Why don't you have a line of guess, huh? Yes, or anything like that to get some real promotion on the show.
How about this for a description?
And get some real guests. How about guests? Tell me about guests.
That takes some effort. I don't know. After the show, we're going to have to link this up to your Twitter account. And the problem, though, is you have a bunch of sports personalities following your Twitter. Do you have any family or anyone that would actually get the tweet and then call you?
Wait.
Like Mr. Pollock, like anyone that it would remind.
Yeah. But we won't guess. You don't care about callers.
Yeah, we do care about callers because you get stuck with a half hour like this and we got nothing.
And then you talk.
I am talking.
It's a show. I'm picking my
headset
up.
No, put it back on.
It's your
show. Don't stop.
I'm picking my
headset
up.
All right, let's discuss a few topics.
All right, go ahead. One thing. Let's
to start at the end of the show, I'm going to make sure that it's recurring, that it kicks off at 10 o'clock every Saturday morning. So, 228. How many years is that?
Four and a half.
Two of those, 104.
But I've missed weeks.
So 4 years.
And I missed like three times.
No, well, I don't think so. 4 years and
I missed,
4.5 years.
I missed twice. So.
Doing this.
Have fun. And look what I'm standing now because we wouldn't get any guests.
I can get a guest and get it lively for that week, but it doesn't mean the next week. We have to build up space.
You need to build up guest traffic, guest.
You need to, like, start calling Zan or Zane.
What? No, I'm not.
Call him so that he calls you. Call Calpo so that he calls.
Calpo always.
I know, but you got to do these things in order to keep it going.
All right.
You got to, like, you know, reach out to that little.
You got
to
do.
And I guess I'm going to have to send out some emails saying, everyone's kind of falling off the wayside with this show.
No, you have to say, we'll get an XYZ guest calling. No fall off the way.
Firefox 35.0.1 available. Okay. All right, so we'll take care of those producing elements afterwards. We've got 20 minutes left in this show.
This
time I was talking about Indiana Pacers.
Yeah.
I thought this was interesting because this team was they were there. They were there to compete with the Heat, you know. All, best record NBA, best record in the East, battling, building up. Then the tall guy.
PG gets hurt.
Wait, what?
Paul George.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. He got hurt in the
USA clearance for the World
right,
Cup.
That was, so now he's out all year?
Well, he said he could come back in March, but.
Well, who was the tall guy that lost his?
The tall guy?
The guy that just fell apart at the end of
Roy Hibbert.
Was that last year? Roy Hibbert. Was that last year or 2 years ago?
What about Roy Hibbert?
It's like, it almost directly correlates to when he fell apart, the whole team fell apart. And now you're saying it's largely because Paul George is down. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because Paul George is one of the only players in the NBA.
All right, I was looking more big picture, saying I forgot about Paul George. I was going to say that if you don't do it when your window's there, it closes sometimes, like Sacramento, when they were great against the Lakers, when the Lakers were winning and all that. Sacramento was phenomenal.
No,
they had their window. They got picked off of a ridiculous call one game, and because of that, they lost that series. They never were able to capitalize. But the Trailblazers were the same way. They were great during that
Well, the Trailblazers are getting better, right?
Yeah, I know, but there are windows where you have little windows, and it's no guarantee you're going to win. If you don't capitalize right then, the door
can we talk about down. Philadelphia University, Herm McGee, because I think I went to watch him get
Herm McGee's going for his thousands.
Against Post, can we go?
And we wanted to go the other night. What night was that? Tuesday. We weren't able to get there, but thank goodness they lost, though, so that would have been a complete waste of energy.
Can we go
today? We have a major conflict because it's a 4 o'clock game, and I'm supposed to go.
Why can't family go
to Sky Zone at 5 o'clock?
Why can't
family go? Going out to dinner at Pizza Shop with Tommy while they're there, and then going to SpongeBob. Of course, you're invited as well if you'd like to do this.
Yes, I want to go out to dinner and see SpongeBob tomorrow because there's nothing good. There's nothing good. Then could we get St. James Women's tomorrow?
I really don't have a great desire to go to women's.
Do you really have a great desire to go to anything like Philadelphia University and St. James?
Something memorable to go to his 1,000th victory.
Yeah.
But there's no guarantee it's going to be today at 4 either. It wasn't the other night.
Well, it is. Post is like 0-18.
Post?
Yeah.
Who's Post?
I don't know.
I don't know who that is either.
Let's talk about some NBA teams. Just read them all for the rest of the show.
Playoff version?
No, all of it. All leagues. And I'm taking my hits.
No. I'm going to go ESPN. I like the way they just stand. No. Put this back on.
I never get a break from the show so we can do a relaunch. Week after week, we just sit here with no cars and no gas. Can we call Boston?
And last night, those games, I did not enjoy them. See, I have my comments. You do it by division, but that's fine. All right, you want to go to the East or West?
West. We'll start with East.
What the heck is it? These people are like Philly highlighted. This is Tommy. He is Philly highlighted as a favorite team. Golden State, Clippers, and Oklahoma City as a favorite, and it's highlighted so that you can see. All right, so Philly's actually second to last in the East. The Knickerbockers are last.
What are they?
We're 216 winning percentage, or 200.
Yeah. What is their record? I want to hear records.
Awesome.
I don't care about winning percentage. I care about records.
New York's 10-40. We're 11-40. Minnesota's 10-40. All right. Now, in the East, you got ACL at the top by 8 games, enormous lead. I mean, no, you're not losing an 8-game lead. Second is Toronto, okay, 34-17. Then you got Washington, Chicago, which is only 10 over .500. What's their excuse? They lost 3 in a row. They have zeros. I mean, what's your problem? Cleveland's next, 10 over .500, 31-21. 9-1 in their last 10. They had one, what, 12 in a row?
Yeah.
Then you got Milwaukee. Then you got Charlotte and Brooklyn. Miami, it's a pitiful 21-29. I mean, Brooklyn is 21-28 is the eighth, 7 games under 500. The 7th seed is 5 games under 500. You go all the way up to the 6th seed, they're 4 over. So right now, the playoffs start today, the ACL versus Brooklyn, that's ridiculous. Toronto versus Charlotte, also ridiculous. Washington versus Milwaukee, I would say that's an easy victory. Either. And then Chicago and Cleveland, and that's a series. That would be exciting. That's the only good series. The rest of them are jokes. All right, now let's go to the West. My Warriors and my main man, Steph Curry and the Splash Brothers, each going for over 50 so far this season. They're in first at 39-9, which is a staggering 38-13 winning percentage. Let's hold on and take a call. We got Grant on the line. And then we'll go back to the stand.
Go ahead,
Is that for me?
That's you.
How are you?
I'm doing
well. My question is, what do you think the chances are that Ryan Howard is gone and Papelhead? What do you think?
Slim. Very slim.
Really?
Very,
okay.
very slim. Well,
wow.
I think Howard's a little more 50%. I think Papelhead's like 29-30% that he's gone.
Wow. Wow. Well, Eskin's saying that Amaro made a comment that whatever it takes, he's going to move Howard. And what that means is somebody will take Howard if they pay most of the money away. And I think you just got to move him out of there. Bite your bullet. Let the young players play. Otherwise, people are just going to get fed up and not go. Also, if the Sixers are lucky enough to get...
People are probably going to get fed up and not go anywhere, but even less people will feel less
right. What happens if the Sixers get the top draft pick, this kid out of Duke? What happens to the lineup then? Who goes?
I think Nerlens either get come off the bench or get traded. I think I would come off the bench.
Well, I hear everybody talking about this guy Embiid, and so far he's a load and he hasn't been on the floor, right?
Yeah, he's about 300 pounds. He's about 275, and he's gaining more weight as the days go on. Yeah,
it's ridiculous. So how can they depend on him being anything other than a bust, right?
Well, I guess you could look at it that way if you really wanted to. Yeah.
Well, he's got a big upside. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't fault you for looking at it the way you're looking at it.
Well, who knows? Who knows what kind of upside he has until the guy starts playing? You got to get him on the court and see what the guy can do, right?
Yeah, there's no question about that. No question. I'm not arguing.
All right.
I'm not arguing.
All right, any trivia or no trivia today?
Let's give you a quick trivia.
All right.
A bit trivia. Will he know this question? What seed was Villanova when they won the 1985 NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship?
All right, I'm going to take a flyer and say eighth. Eighth seed.
You're going to say eighth, and it is a five. I can't see this. An eighth seed. Yes, indeed. They were an eighth seed. Led by Rolly Mass, the Gatecase Masses, go coaches, by the way. Northwood, go Northwood. They're
really?
13 and
okay.
8. Okay, buddy, thanks. Thank you so much. All right,
buddy.
Bye. Let's get quickly back to the snares because we have less and less time.
All right. These are actually interesting. Wes, I was looking over while you were going at this is pretty exciting. All right, here we go. Number one in the West, Golden State. Number two, Memphis. Three, Houston. Four, Portland. Five, Dallas. Six, Clippers. Seven, San Antonio. 18th. Now, here's about the joke. The second and seventh seeds are separated by just 5 games. And the third and seventh seeds are separated by 3 games. You flip like that, right, in the West. Like, it's so close. You got... Golden State has a 3-game lead, right? The eighth seed is only 12 games out of first. They're 29-23, so they're 6 over .500. Golden State's 39-9, so they're 30 games over .500. So that's a big deal, but nothing like the East. Not absolutely nothing like the East, where you're 20 games back at the eighth seed. Now, here's the matchups. This is really nice. Golden State and Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Golden State victory, but I'm not saying Phoenix can't win.
Yeah, they can get a couple. But...
Number two and number – Memphis 2, San Antonio 7 will start today. I would say San Antonio's favorite.
That's come on, man. Yeah. Memphis is a good team. You just don't watch them enough to know how good they are.
They are good, but I would think
they don't get nearly enough exposure that they deserve.
Let me put it this way: if Golden State San Antonio makes the playoffs, I would not want to face them. I don't care if they're an eight seed against Golden State. I would not want to play San Antonio. All right.
The next
seed is Houston with all their fireworks.
Houston,
you know,
things that go on there.
Harden and Powell.
Even though he's out for a little bit, out indefinitely now. So
what's wrong with
him? He's got some knee problems.
Are you serious? Yeah. So he won't be participating in the All-Star game?
No, it doesn't look like
that. Got a lot of omissions this year.
Yeah. Oh, no.
The 3 Houston versus 6 Clip Show.
Yeah, I would love that series.
That's a good series. That's exciting. Then you got the 4-5 Portland and Dallas. Dallas is a joke. Like, I wouldn't want to play them. They can beat anybody on any given night. They have some bad nights, and they have some good. That West, it's just been so much OKC, sitting on the outside looking in. They're actually .500 right now, 25-25. But their last 10, and they have everybody back, right?
Yeah, what is
it? 5-5, last 10. Including one loss, one in a row. New Orleans, as good as they are, Anthony Davis, and the all-world, MVP, he's on the outside looking in. He's a 9 seed right now. They're 1 game out. But you think Oklahoma City or New Orleans will...
I think New Orleans will kick off Phoenix. I don't confidence OKC right
now. Really? OKC is not going to make the playoffs. That's got to be the story of the year in the NBA.
I'm loving New Orleans. I'm loving it.
Grant is back on the line.
Well, he doesn't mean to be. So don't put him on.
Like, yeah.
Do you want to be online again? Put him back.
All right, so now that brings us. Don't forget, we're going overtime today because we didn't start.
So like
10:06, not yet.
So where are we going? Like 10:30.
10:30, but we have 7 minutes left.
Does it say that?
Yeah. 10:30 on the air, but we have 6:45 left.
All right, 7 minutes to go. What do you want to do?
You want to give our call numbers here?
Yeah, it's 775-9177. For the one person that's listening out there, back in the list.
Well, recently we didn't have one set up. So
we had no people.
No people. Let me just check. Really quick, it was. I gave you a little rundown. All right, all time. All right. Last week, did 5 callers, 0 live listen. The week before that, we had 9 callers, 0 live listen. The week, January 17th, we had 6 callers, 2 live listens on the air.
Right.
January 10th, 10 callers, 0 live listen. January 3rd, 8 callers, 1 live listen. December 27th, right after Christmas, 13 callers, dude. That's pretty impressive. That's a watermark right there. Let's see where how that relates to the rest of the recent activity. Let's see. 13, 15,
16, 12. We need to get...
Look at that. You can go back for a long time. Look at this. 13. I mean, there we go. May 3rd, 2014, we get 13. Was that after Leisure Sports?
Yeah.
27.
Yeah.
17. March 8th. I don't know what that... Oh, was that NBA guy?
Was that Pat Kelly?
That was. Let me just see.
I don't... Yeah, I think that was the one of the guy.
I'm going to start playing.
Yeah, it's so classy, yeah.
Or anything. I just want to jet set
it. You got to have to shut it off. It's playing in my ear.
Is it really?
I can't...
Oh, it's not.
Turn it off.
Sorry about that.
Sorry that no live motion.
It's such a drag. I gotta click it. Waiting. It's spinning. I clicked studio. I'm still waiting for it to go back to studio. Connecting. There it goes.
It's going back now.
Granted, dropped the line. He goes, good to go. I was doing our recap. So, I mean, I do have to do some work here and check what's going on with these episodes.
Did
you reveal what show number this is, everybody?
245.
No, 228.
Well, thank you for that.
Alright. So, All-Star Weekend next week, and that'll be our...
That'll be our big show.
We always like that, but Friday night they do some stuff, right?
Rising Star Challenge.
Rising Star.
Team USA Wrestle.
Is that also the celebrity, or is that...
That's the celebrity, I believe, yeah.
And then Saturday night is the three-point dunk and the...
Great three-point trip. Great.
Yep. What do you like?
I'm liking Kyle Korver.
Korver over Dell?
Yes.
Seth?
His name is Dell.
Oh.
His name is Del Wardell.
Wardell Steph Curry?
Stephen
Wardell Curry?
No, Wardell Stephen Curry.
So, he's got the exact same name as his dad, but he just went back to the middle
of it? I don't know if his dad's memory is Stephen or not.
All right, let's look that up. Del Curry.
He played in like 2005.
Alright. Okay. Wardell Stephen Del Curry is retired. Right. What the heck is that? Wardell's. Where did Del come from?
Del. Wardell.
Alright, Wardell.
And Stephen Curry. He wasn't.
Guess how old he is?
48.
50. Should he have someone in the NBA your age 50?
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy young.
You always think all these people are so young.
He's 50. Yeah.
Wardell.
So you're right. They both like it. You know. Wardell, Stephen, Steph Curry. Yeah. 26.
He said to you.
That's not bad, then. That was 24 when he had it. It's not horrible.
Yeah.
He's a little young, but nothing
horrible. Well, don't judge. He's,
Look how tall Steph is.
6 months?
6'3". His parents are Del Curry and son. He is.
It does.
Seth Riley King.
Can we get a sneaky tonight?
Monday.
Monday?
This is 4, though.
He played so long. And he was broadcasting too, so he's on for the horn, so he's on the middle.
Are you
serious? All the time.
Yeah, he played for that.
He did radio for the horns, yeah. All right, peace. Bye.
Very slow show.
You don't have to get some